I got one. What's that?
Recorder.
Okay. Okay, I think it's time.
Yep,
let's go. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay. The meeting of the Becker County Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I will be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
I'm Larry Knutson, member at large.
Cole Skleen, Detroit Township.
Dan Josephson, District 2.
Dale King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, we need to approve the minutes from the March 21st meeting. We made some corrections last Thursday morning, one correction, I believe. Any other corrections that anybody noticed or cares to discuss? Okay. Hearing none, I would introduce a motion to approve the minutes for the March 21st meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same? Okay, that's carried. Okay. We have no old business this evening. Okay. The protocol for the meeting this evening is administrative staff will introduce the applications. Applicants or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for those to speak. After all comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in the packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. Number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county official control. All decisions by the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal their decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after the meeting. At this time, somebody got the rules to read. Mike isn't here. Mr. Barber, you got a copy of those? You'd like to read those, wouldn't you?
That's what you think.
Oh, excuse me. Here you go. Would you like to
fix both?
Yeah, I think it's just the yeah, there you go. Top to bottom. Okay, at this time, Dan will read the aloud the guidelines of the Minnesota State Statutes that this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off all electronic devices and we will continue. Thank you.
Minnesota State Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variance shall only be permitted when they are in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the official control and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variance may be granted when the applicant for variance established that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of variance, means that the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by an official control. The plight of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner, and the variance is granted will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall be granted for earth-sheltered construction as defined in Section 216C.06, Subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustment may impose conditions in granting variances. A condition must be directly related to and bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Thank you. Okay, moving along, we have no old business to come before us, I don't believe.
No, thanks.
Okay, start with new business. You wanted to introduce the first applicant, Kyle?
Sure. First applicant in new business is Steffel Family Trust requesting a variance to replace an existing deck 57 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the 100. To replace an existing dwelling and attached garage should be located 75, deviating from the required 100, and to be located 10 feet from a right-of-way, deviating from the required 20. There's also one other amendment to this from the previous month, which is 26% impervious.
How much?
26, so 1%.
1% over?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, is a representative from the Steffes Family Trust here? Yeah. You turned, has the mic been turned on?
Yes, it has.
Okay. So can you speak into the microphone?
I'm John Steffel. I'm the owner of the property. Okay. This is my son, John. He's been kind of the lead in the project. So
okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're proposing actually four different things there on the...
Yes,
on the application. Can you want to explain that briefly?
Yeah, we've outgrown the current structure, and so we're trying to maximize, utilize, and trying to stay within the impervious surface. And with doing that, we're getting pushed away from the lake, which we had wanted to do regardless. And with that movement, it pushes us into that setback of the road right away. On the front side, would like to have an in-ground deck, nothing elevated, to exceed no more than 18 feet from the structure at its furthest point. And then on the additional 1%, what we'd like to do is widen the garage, I call it north to south, 2 feet on either side, to gain another 112 square feet for the garage.
Okay. And that puts you over the pervious?
Yes, that 1%.
That 1% over. Okay. Okay, you heard the family present their application.
Any communication between you guys and the... in the township as far as concern over maintenance on that with the road and the distance to the right of way?
Kind of like snow plowing, if they're going to kick up stuff onto the ground. Or...
Yeah, no, we haven't discussed that.
Kyle, did you get a hold of the township board?
Not for this one, I did for the other one.
For the other one you did?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Homeville doesn't meet until next Monday for this one.
Okay.
But they did get this.
Okay.
They would have got a moment.
Yeah.
According to the drawings that we had drawn up, the garage is actually only into the setback about 3.5-4 feet. But I was just, in case something had to happen, I just thought I'd ask for a little bit more.
And it was only a corner?
Yes, just a corner.
Okay.
21 square feet.
And, John, I can't recall.
How many square feet did you say?
21.
Only 21 square feet in the setback
on the right of way. Yes.
Yeah. How big is the garage?
As it sits at 25%, it's 28 by 28. We're asking for a 28 by 32.
28 by 32.
Do you know the existing impervious?
The cabin off the top is roughly like current impervious. I want to say we're at 15% without the existing patio. Our existing patio was, it's
because you got quite a bit of impervious surface in front of your cabin that's being removed.
Yes, but that when that was installed, it was considered pervious.
Right, but right now
all that's getting taken out.
There's a big reduction up in front of the house.
Reduction in impervious.
There's a
huge impervious.
So he was over.
That's what I'm just trying to confirm, if he's even increasing it right now at 26 because of how much he's removing up there.
Considerable. You got a handle on that, or?
The deck you're proposing isn't the deck that's in the plan, right? Because the deck in the plan looks to be like
An elevated one.
Elevated with a living quarters underneath, so kind of a, whatever you would call it, but.
Yep, that's
good. Covered patio kind of, deck kind of thing.
Yep.
And then you're talking the 18 feet additional is from the actual drawing.
From the drawing forward.
Forward.
And we don't have those drawings yet because we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of material are you proposing?
Decking material. Is what we're gonna
like 2x8, 2x6, then put decking on it.
Yeah, in ground. Like I want that level.
But it'll allow water to go through. It.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess a question that comes to my mind, and Craig addressed it briefly, the 10 feet from the road right away. Obviously, the setback, the number is 20, and it doesn't necessarily mean that 10 feet is problematic, but the township should be involved to state that. If you want to be less than 20 feet, I think we need to have some approval from the township to move in that regard. Otherwise, I mean, Colton mentioned the snow removal and what you're going to have flying into the side of that garage if you're 10 feet, could be problematic for you. And then somebody comes back on us and say, well, why did you approve that?
That's it, but, Mr.
The only thing I was going to say is it's such a little bit in there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like a sheer face. You're just kind of got a corner
penetrating
at the sheer face.
I also think, Roger, this one doesn't give me as much angst there and being a town board supervisor because we're on the northwest side of the lake.
That's right.
This was on the other side of the lake where they got a lot of wind.
Yeah.
And maybe it's see this being an issue.
Yeah.
But they also do have an obligation to respond to us if we notify them 10 days in advance. Like Jonah will get a hold of me.
He'll what?
Jonah will get a hold of me or Lakeview. They're very, if they have an issue,
yeah.
I do think they have somewhat of a responsibility to.
Right. And I would always reach out I've seen them.
Do we need to get that issue resolved before we grant the variance, or? How do we proceed with that?
I don't think on this one, no. I talked to Lake Units on the other one there.
Yeah.
So there's maybe some concerns there.
I'd hate to have them come back on us and say, well, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I mean, though. They get a notice of 10 days, they got to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
How many square feet difference is there between 25 and 26%?
112.
112, so. Less than a 10 by 10.
Yep, correct. We're looking at adding, it's 28 by 4.
By 32 isn't real excessive. I mean,
No, not
today.
I think it's a reasonable request.
Yeah.
1%.
Well, and to Kyle's point, I mean, how much are they removing that we aren't even quantifying here?
Right. If anything, we're taking it kind of out of that short impact zone.
For sure, we're improving the
better, so I think it's only improving it.
Okay. Any other questions from the board to the applicant? Any written correspondence?
Just the one you received.
Okay. I think at this time we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate upon the request then.
I think if anything, they're going to make that I mean, it fits within the community, it fits within the area, it's on Cotton, we all know.
It's a reasonable request.
It's a reasonable request.
Okay.
And I don't see the one issue, which I think we all talked about when we were there, was maybe with the road, but like you're saying, there's still a little bit that's in there, and where it's at, I don't see this being an issue. I don't think the township will say anything.
It can't be a high traffic road.
Right, no, very, very little.
It has nothing to do with snow removal, but still.
Okay. What's that?
Do we have to let people speak before we deliver it?
Maybe I want to ask if anybody wants
to speak
the audience.
I'm a newbie tonight. Sorry about that.
Been gone for 6 months.
Yeah. Does anybody from the public care to speak to this application? I apologize. I missed that step in the process. Anybody? Oh, yes. If you'd
name?
Come up here and state your name.
You guys can go sit.
I'm sorry. Whoops.
I was like, okay, so you're
when are we gonna get our chance? Okay.
So you can say your name.
My name is Betty Matter. This is Iowa Matter.
Okay.
My daughter, and she's helping me with this.
We live to the, I guess, the right side of the
right next to them.
Yep.
And we did put in some concerns, and I guess we'd like to kind of talk about those concerns. When we're looking at the water mitigation, what is being looked at is not just the property on the lakeside. You're looking at the property across also. You're adding that in. Water does not go across the road. My mom's lot is low. When they built a different cabin last time, what do you want to say about that?
It was raised.
And now this time we have concerns that it's going to be raised even more. So we really need to have some, I guess our question is, what are the mitigation measures?
We haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
That'll be talked about.
Yeah.
We normally address them if they were to get through.
Oh, okay. But if it's approved.
I mean, they got to keep their own water on their own property.
Yeah.
And be shedding
on
your property.
Put stipulations on it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not doing that now.
Well, it'll have to now, though.
Okay.
That'll be part of the motion and.
Their deliberation will be.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, I guess.
So you're concerned that the water will spill onto your property?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And
hopefully we can prohibit that with the mitigation that will be proposed if we would decide to grant the motion.
We're just also looking at the amount, how water mitigation, the lot size. You know, water will not go across the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that lot is considered in water mitigation.
Kyle, is it?
I don't believe it.
Because it can't be.
No,
it's
separated by a public road.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's what we kind of thought. That's what it said.
No. Okay. Actually, that would hurt them because that's all impervious over there. So, but no, if the public road is separating a lot, it can't be in the coverage.
So your main concern is the water mitigation.
Yeah.
That is the main concern.
Okay.
And then also you said about your view.
Yeah. I don't want my view blocked.
The structure is increasing.
It'll be in line with all the rest of the.
The setback is increasing for the actual house.
They're moving it back from the back from the lake.
Okay.
It'll be behind you, actually.
But then the deck that sunk, that they're saying, are they planning on ever covering that?
They wouldn't be allowed to. They're not over impervious surface.
Yeah. Not part of this plan.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Did that answer your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other concern or questions to bring before the board?
I think this will be a different one at a different time. They were talking about a future septic, so we were just kind of wondering zoning on that. But that would be a different, maybe a different variance, or would it?
No, they would apply through the county and get a certified septic installer to get a permit.
Okay.
And,
yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we've closed testimony. So upon deliberation, we've had some concern from the public, and I think we're going to address that anyway in the motion, but we need to be cognizant of that fact as we proceed, if we proceed with the motion in a second. And
I guess I'm prepared to make that if you're ready.
Are you prepared for a motion? Okay, I would accept a motion to yay or nay.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to make a motion that we do approve the request for variance, given the stipulation that yes, we do require water mitigation to be taken care of like we always do. It has to stay on the property. Recommendation is going to be to work with soil and water or whoever you choose on it, but typically we recommend French drains. They work very well. I'm sure you'll be okay with adding that to it. So with that, my findings of fact is that I feel it meets the intent of the ordinance, and I think that it is in harmony with the intent of the official control and will not help or alter the area and or the community's character.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Motion, Colton, second it. Okay. We're going to work with the watershed board. Is that what your motion stated?
Soil and water,
I meant to say, excuse me. Yeah, okay. If we got, that's on the recording, so we have that as a matter of record. Okay. Okay, so there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion relative to the motion for mitigation or anything else with that motion? Any other discussion? If none, all those in favor, raise your left hand.
Left.
Opposed, right hand. Motion carried. Hey, you'll change up on him a little, Kyle.
That's a
little. Huh?
Second applicant, Matthew and Sarah Mueller, tabled. So we'll move on to the third applicant, who is Fairbanks Family Revocable Living Trust, requesting a variance to enclose an existing deck 40 feet from an ordinary high water.
Yep.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Craig Fairbanks.
Craig Fairbanks, okay.
And the project that I have is...
Could you speak into the mic a little clearer, please?
The project that I have is I have an existing 12 by 16 wooden deck, and it's elevated off the ground, it's on a hill, and it's about 40 feet, 42 feet, I think I had in the boat over from the lake to the deck. And what I'd like to do is add a roof on it. It doesn't have a roof on it now. And the deck is 12 by 16, and I'd like to make the deck 12 by 14. Because there's a couple foot overhang, and I'd like to, from the foundation footings, so it'll be two additional feet away from the lake. It's basically a gazebo type roof over it. It's really what I'm trying to accomplish is enclosing it so you can sit out there in the summertime without the mosquitoes carrying away.
You have mosquitoes out there? Really?
And for the most part, it'll either be slide screens or retractable screens. So that, you know, I don't really feel that the neighbors, and I talked to both neighbors, and they don't have an issue with it. But, you know, I just want to do it right so that somebody doesn't say, hey, you need to take that down and put it up. So that's why I'm here.
The picture that you provided us, what's the size of the deck there? I was not out at the site to do the site visit.
12 by 16.
That is 12 by 16?
And he wants to actually make it 2 feet shorter.
Rid of that.
Okay. It looks bigger than that. Okay. So that is 12 by 16, and you're going to go 12 by 14?
Yep.
Okay.
Craig had asked.
Yeah. Do we have what's the pervious on the...
I'm working on that right now.
Well, I've got like 4 acres in that swamp that's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of it. So impervious isn't...
It'll be small.
Did they vacate that portion of the road at the end, Craig? Because right now you do have the land back there, but there's a public road separating it.
Well, I don't know how far that road is from my property line, but it doesn't go to the property line.
Actually, never mind. Yeah, let's look at that. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you've got that one little sliver that goes back onto the lake.
The property, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actually attached.
He's good.
You're attaching to the lake.
There was nothing on here, so I was getting a little paranoid.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's good.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant? Any questions of the applicant? Any written correspondence? Yay or nay?
Negative.
Negative. Anybody from the public care to address the application? Questions? Hearing none, we will close testimony. The board will deliberate upon the request.
The only issue here would be the view. That would be the only issue, is the existing structure.
Yeah.
He's going to increase the impervious surface, but he's got plenty.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Yeah, that's right. He's already talked to both of the neighbors. When we were standing there, you looked at it. It really isn't going to change anything as long as they don't have anything. Yeah. I don't see it. If anything, again, he's making it better because we're moving it 2 feet further away from the lake.
Yep. Probably wouldn't hurt to have some water containment there on the... Come on.
That's going to help much different than what
it is. It isn't that big, I guess. But
not here.
And
here.
That is, okay, that drains into the, okay. Yeah, yeah. So that would answer that.
And then
that.
It all goes back. Back.
So that would take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess challenge I see is it is a structure and it is in the shore impact zone, isn't it?
It's already there.
It's already there. And the last applicant asked, are they going to enclose that deck? And this is a situation where we've got a structure that is considered pervious now, and now we're enclosing it, adding that next piece. So it gets to be that slippery slope when we ask for something, oh, it'll never happen. And this is that situation where this is happening. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the practical difficulty is on needing this, because I don't see, you know, mosquitoes. We live in Minnesota, and I don't see a practical difficulty in needing to grant this, but might be other people that...
Yeah, the only thing is that it is an existing structure, and he can, by rule... That's considered a structure, right?
The deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by rule, he can replace that structure
right.
in that shore impact zone where yes. it sits, as long as it stays within that footprint.
Adding to it is...
He's taking away.
He's actually taking away.
He's actually taking away.
So you look at how many other ones. From, what he's saying is one going from pervious to one going to impervious.
Yeah, right.
But you look at all the other ones on Cotton Lake.
Well, I would argue structure to structure.
Yeah.
And he's not outside of his percentage.
Right.
If we were outside of the percentage, then I would.
Then you'd argue it.
I would have a pretty firm stance on it. But here, I mean.
Well, you're also decreasing.
We're what?
You're decreasing the current curve, I should say increasing the current setback. That's another.
Right, that's what Craig was saying, like 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 feet.
Or changing the essence of the structure by going up with it.
It is true there, but so many, as we've all seen, Dan, on Cotton Lake, the whole cabin is in that area, you know. So we always say, if you at least you try and make it better by moving it back, I mean, he's doing that, so I guess I'm in support.
Yeah, I wouldn't be if it wasn't existing.
Exactly. And it's already there.
Right. It's not hurting the impervious. I mean, it's not hurting. It's impacting the impervious, but it's not above the limits that we set.
Okay. Any other discussion? There doesn't seem to be any objection. Somebody want to make a motion? Yeah, your name?
I'm fine with making a motion. I'll make a motion that we approve granting the variance. I feel that it fits within, like the other one, the harmony of the community and the character of the locality. I think it is meeting the intent of the ordinance. It will not, in my opinion, have any negative effect on either of the neighbors, both to the north or to the south.
Okay, motion by Craig. Your second on that?
I'll second it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your left hand. Opposed? That motion's carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the next applicant, Kurt and Christine Lynn, this property actually changed hands since it was noticed. It was there's a purchase agreement and it's represented. But they're requesting a variance to construct a detached structure to be located 11 feet from the side property line, deviating from the required 15 in the commercially zoned lot, and be 15 from the rear property line, deviating from the required 20 feet.
He is a representative there from the Linda family.
Yeah. Brad from CNC Real Estate.
Yeah.
Okay. The size of the building we're looking at is 64 feet long by 38 feet wide. And it's a commercial piece of property. We bought the lot, we're planning on taking the buildings off that are currently there, building this new structure, and then putting it back up for sale. We have no intent of doing anything with it, just putting it up back up for sale and turning around and reselling it again.
Okay.
So what do you see the use of it being then? What type of
Somebody will use it for storage. It is a commercial piece of property, so I don't know what, you know, it was a
like an antique or
flea market shop is what it was before. We're just improving it by putting a new building up, tearing down the old dilapidated old building and getting rid of the shed in the back.
Okay.
And cleaning up the property. I did call on the watershed and they said that it's too small a piece of property and there isn't any issues with any water issues or problems.
No water retention issues on that, Kyle?
Oh. They'll have to do some type of stormwater for that.
Yeah.
But they are allowed, there's 48% impervious surface here, and they're allowed that because they're outside the shoreline.
Yep.
But they will have to do some stormwater.
So we need to include that in our in our motion?
Right, well, it's by ordinance.
Actually. It's by ordinance, yeah, okay.
We're covered.
Yeah. So what's the reason, meaning you've got the size of lot you have, why do you need to violate the 15 feet setback? Is there a reason? If you're just going to build it for the intent of just selling it anyway, is there a reason you can't meet the, you know, change the size?
Because of the size of the height of the sidewall and the front facade, we don't want the garage door and then have an entrance door so close to the edge of the sidewall not being able to have usable space inside the building. So we're planning on putting a 14-foot garage door in there, so if somebody wants to use it as a toy storage, or whatever, they can,
not having any plan, it doesn't seem like there's any practical difficulty to your application. You know, you're just going to build a building and sell it.
Yep.
So
we're not even planning on putting concrete in it or doing any finished work or water and sewer or any of that. So
no, I understand that. But so 64 by 38. Okay, excuse me. 64 by 38, then that ends up, is, I mean, is that a magic number or? Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't look like it would have to be. I'm just asking that question.
Yeah, the builder that we have lined up to build the building, that's what we spec'd it out for.
Right.
So we were going to go 40 wide, and then we sized it down to 38 because we wanted to try to be a little more closer to the variance, you know, of what it was. So that's why we went to 38 and not 40.
I guess I fail to see a practical difficulty here with the applicant. That's what I asked the question.
I'm kind of in agreement.
You've got no practical difficulty. You're building a building. I mean, you could build it smaller. You wouldn't maybe need the variance even. I mean, you haven't shown on the board, I don't believe, any practical difficulty for the size of your building. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying that if I was having a business in there and I wanted that space, that it possibly could get approved, but since I'm trying to better the property and...
I'm all for you bettering the property. Don't misunderstand.
I'm trying to set the building back.
Right.
And not make it longer and narrower.
Yeah.
I could do that too, but then it's not going to look great on the lot. You know, okay. So that's kind of where we were at. Instead of making it a long, skinny building, make it a little more proportional and better looking building and better for the, you know, the ambiance of it.
But you realize what we're up against as far as in what we're basically tasked with making the decision. It's like, is there a practical difficulty? Well, you don't even know what the building's going to be used for. And so when we have to look and say, okay, what is the reason for granting this? Just because it might look a little better isn't really a part of the reasoning is what we're saying.
I agree with your guys' statement, but look at the neighbor.
Oh, exactly. So I see that.
And look what we grant there, and impervious. And yeah, I mean, 15 feet doesn't seem unreasonable request is where I'm going. I mean, if somebody like, I'm not going to say that the example that if he comes in here because he wants that size, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, it's not 1 foot off the property line or on the property line.
Right.
You know, 15 feet, I mean, you could do a decent fence, visual screen, drive around it, not impact the neighbors. You know, that's where I'm at. I've been looking at a neighbor.
He's a neighbor.
Pulse tracking on all sides. And I can't even believe he has the property. I'm surprised Frank Kenny didn't buy it. It's like weird that it's here, but.
Well, from what I can tell, you could build a 30 by 72 without a variance, correct?
I guess I could probably have to do a little bit of like before.
If he didn't want to set it back from the road.
At the same point, because you're pulling off and you meet 15 side yards.
I mean, that's 30, but yeah, that,
and my,
the length that happened.
My outlook on it is too, I mean, it's a busy road out front. And I just think for safety reasons on having it wider in the back and rather than having a long building and having it closer, I mean, depending on if I want to hug the front of the lot, you know, I mean, it would be better on a safety standpoint as well on setting it back than having it not long and narrow and skinny and following, you know, the ordinances that are there in place.
You're talking like backing stuff off the road into that work.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you could have to turn around or back out or, you know, if somebody has a trailer on or whatever, you know, at least you'll have room to get out of the building before you go to back out of there. If you got a pontoon on the back of your truck or, you know what I mean.
Kyle, what's the requirements for parking for businesses in a...
Depends on the type of business.
So that you have to be aware of that. Yeah. You could be limited to your parking.
Oh, I understand that. Yep.
Yeah, it varies. Like if it's a barbershop, it depends on chairs. If it's a retail store, it normally depends on square footage.
Yeah.
It kind of goes.
Yep.
Seems like there's a lot of speculation on investment property that you're trying to make the most of it by getting a variance, and if it's new property you just purchased and you're trying to flip it, I don't see a practical difficulty.
Is that the only thing that we decide is just not practical difficulty?
Right.
It's
right.
Not just practical difficulty, it's all these other things.
Yeah. Right.
That's only one caveat to this. Mm-hmm. And I agree that you can't prove that, but I'm not going to argue that one at all.
Right.
As Larry said, it's tough. That's when it puts us in a tough spot.
Well, you've got an option here. You could resize the building. Yeah. You could resize and maybe wouldn't need a variance even. I mean, it doesn't sound like the board is too in favor of approving something on a blind, you know, purpose with no practical difficulty.
Yeah.
You know, and we haven't voted, so I can't speak for the board, but the sound of the...
Yep.
Is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
You have an option. You could withdraw your application tonight and come back and with another proposal. It may not would even require a variance. You could do that. You could proceed forward and take a chance that it would be accepted or denied.
Okay. I wouldn't need to go to this meeting if I sized down the building.
If you size down the building, you don't need
the requirements.
You don't need to come and listen to us.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think we're wanting to work with you. Don't misunderstand.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. But
I
understand where I'm coming from.
I understand clearly where you're coming from.
So
yeah.
I just think that from a, you know.
But when you want to exceed the, and you have no purpose or practical difficulty, it makes it hard for us to move forward on it also. Because we do need to represent the variance and the you know the wishes of the.
Nope, I understand.
Okay.
So we can lengthen it and do the same square footage, and I'm sure that would I'd have to make sure, but mm-hmm. Follow the guidelines. But mm-hmm. That's not a problem. I just figured for parking and for more area, you wouldn't want a nice skinny building. With,
yeah.
You know, but I'll withdraw it. The application.
You want to withdraw the application at this time?
He'll just table it. Don't withdraw.
Yeah, no.
Table it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then you won't need to pay your fees if you decide to come back and with something. So, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Table it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Given Holtz. I don't know what we're talking about.
Next. Okay.
I don't know why you didn't let
us vote. The next one, Jaden and Laurie Peterson, requesting a variance to construct a storage shed to be located 5 feet from the road right away, deviating from the required setback of 20 feet on a township road within the shoreline district due to setback issue.
Okay.
Good evening.
You're Jaden?
I am.
Yep, welcome.
Thank you. So yes, what we're looking at, I can show you, is putting up not just a storage shed, but it would be a combination of storage and then there would be a small section of it that would be for indoor activities, you know, in the wintertime or, you know, if you had some friends over, whatever, would have a small bathroom, mechanical room, those things would attach to what we currently have in the house. What we're looking for is putting up a 40 by 8 building, which puts us
how big?
40 foot by 8 foot. And what that would do then, that puts us inside of the 20 feet from the property line pins.
So when we wrote it, we looked at it. I guess the question that I have is, given the shape and that pie shape, you know, you do have a very large lot, and I understand where you're trying to put it and why. Is there a reason that you feel you need to leave that much room between the house and the garage? Because if you pulled that back almost right up to that, obviously then both the corners that are closer to that pie obviously get blocker.
Right.
Yeah. And it's going to make it so it's not as big of an issue. Right now, I'm not really in favor of this because of the setback from the road right away. I see that being an issue.
The reason that we left that amount of room there is you have the, in the wintertime, you're going to have snow. And that's the side that the gas meter is on. So if that's going to fill in with snow, it's going to clog up that gas meter. So I'm trying to leave room for that. Also, on the back side of the dwelling is where the septic tank is.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to come in and drain that. So then he has to back that huge truck up in somewhere in the vicinity so that he can pump that thing. Also, to have access to the back side of the lot. One of the things that, you know, we would like to put in this building just for maintenance down there is, you know, having some kind of a Kubota tractor or something like that, so that we're able to get in and out of there, but then we would be able to do, you know, snow removal that way. Yes, we could look at snugging it up a little bit closer to the dwelling itself, but we were thinking that we would need that room just for practical access back there for both the gas meter and then for the septic tank.
Yeah.
I gotta give you a joke. You got a bobcat shirt on, you're gonna buy a Kubota tractor.
This is actually from the bobcat golf tournament.
I just see it, I'm going, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, 80 is the length that you're proposing.
Correct.
Okay, if you would, it's not our job to design buildings, and that's not the purpose of my comment, but if you would subtract that to 72 feet in length, you'd be out of the road right away.
And we can certainly consider that when you talk about practical, you know, issues that we're having. One of the things that we didn't pick the 40 by 80, you know, we didn't just pick that out of the air.
Okay.
What we did is we looked at, okay, you know, we have a pontoon boat that we'd like to, you know, right now we're storing all of the stuff that we're not using, we're storing it offsite because the current dwelling is split basically 50-50 between living space and then call it a two-car garage.
Yeah.
So we have roughly 1,000 square feet of storage space, which is, you know, you guys all know that isn't even close to enough, especially if we're going to keep our own boat. So now our boat sits out in the, you know, plowed field all winter long. We're trying to remedy some of those things.
Right.
So what we did when we laid out the 40 by 80 was we said, okay, you know, what's actually going to go in here? You know, boat, snowmobiles, tractors, lawn equipment, you know, kayaks, etc. So that was how we came up with that and having the three overhead doors to have better access. We just thought that was making the best use of the property. And we understood, you know, after talking with the chairman of Lake Mills Township, the initial conversation there was, he said, by and large, he said, if you're outside of 33 feet from the center line, it sounded like they were good with it. Well, then I started working, you know, we're having these drawings done and I was working on the application for it. And then this other 20 feet started to come up where that was a harder number, 20 feet from the property pins than the 33 feet from the center line. And this at the maximum, this would be 35 feet. So we thought we were still okay, but we knew we would have to apply for a variance there.
Right.
But, and I'm not putting words in his mouth by any stretch.
Sure.
That was just the conversation that we had, that anything outside of 33 feet, it didn't sound like they would have a problem with it.
Okay. We were out and visited the site on last Thursday, and I think the conclusion, not the conclusion, but a suggestion would be that maybe if you just shorten that building up to 72 feet or 70 feet, you'd be out of the road right away, period, and there wouldn't be an issue. I mean, you've got that's a large building, 80 foot long, you know, and it's going to look awful imposing on that lot, that's not our call. But if we could get you to move that out of the road right away, I think that'd be real easy. For us,
it means either do that or, again, Move it closer to your house.
Or move closer to the house.
Right.
Or both.
Or some combination.
Or some combination thereof.
Like I say, we're
because you've got room.
Right, we have room. It's just, and it's, we bought it in the tail end of 2022.
Okay.
So of course the dwelling was already there.
Oh, sure.
You know, blank slate. If I had been the one putting up that building to start out with, I would have had all of this mapped out beforehand. I'm trying to do the best with what I
hear
have
you.
To work with here.
I hear you.
So,
would you be objectionable to shorten it up a little bit or move it closer to the house or some combination thereof?
And we had that conversation. You know, do we just do that and not ask for any variance?
And you wouldn't need a variance.
Get on with our day. We just thought, you know, maybe there was enough wiggle room there that you would be okay with it. Yes, short answer, absolutely. We can.
Yeah, I think you've got room on the lot. It's just that you may need to rethink it. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, I just asked, what's different than Staples and this?
Okay, I'm not talking about another application. This is the one that's before us. Okay.
We did have just, you know, for your...
Okay.
I mean, what I'm saying is don't concede... Because he's asking you to.
Right.
What I'm telling you.
No, and like
okay, right.
Because you just seen an application just happen, and that kind of last guy that just got out of here, he might have had what he wanted if he would have just let somebody vote.
And I don't like.
So don't just concede because Roger's asking to concede.
Yeah.
So I'm not against the chair here. I'm just saying. I mean, you have your property rights, and if you can articulate those to us, and we can vote on it,
and
you may get what you want.
What the research that we did on this was, we talked to our neighbors first of all, because we want to be good neighbors. Neither neighbor on either side of us in that Three Lakes hideaway that I know of had any issues, you know, with this going in. And actually one of the neighbors farther down the road is the one who gave us the name for the contractor that we're looking at using.
Sure.
So we don't, as far as we know, I don't think we're ruffling any feathers, you know, as far as where this thing goes. The other thing is the road, Little Cormorant Road, as it goes past, is pretty much dead straight right there.
Right.
So it's not like you have to look around the building to see anything. One of the other options that we looked at was putting the building more north and south so that the existing house is here and this building would be here. But then we're blocking, you know, more of the view of the lake, not only for us, but traffic as it's going by.
Right.
So we weren't, you know, we didn't really want to do that either, especially when you kind of have that unused and, you know, there's not a lot of utility to that space that's to the south of the building or the house where we're looking at putting this thing. So we just thought this would be the best use of this property. And, you know, again, it comes back to we laid out what we would need that amount of storage for, and then we kind of put the building around it. We didn't just say, well, let's just put up a 40 by 80 rig and just go from there.
Yep. No, I hear your application, and I stand by what I previously said. There is an option to take and relocate and resize the building if that's your choice. That isn't what I suggested. You have that option.
Sure.
Okay.
I guess, you know, we've already paid the fee for the variance,
right.
So we're, you know, I guess we'd like to have it play out, and, you know, whatever you guys decide, we'll adjust accordingly, obviously.
What's the side yard setback there?
Pardon?
10 feet.
And what is it, and that's where you've got to set it, 10 feet?
Yep.
Yes. I thought the same thing.
You can move it just a little bit closer to the house and move it back just a little bit.
It's,
it would help.
It's a doable application.
Do you know how much room you're currently asking for from, I didn't actually take a tape to it, from the side of the house to where you're proposing for the shop to be?
20 feet.
20 feet. If you could cut it to 10 feet, I would still think you could get even a skid steer through there easily.
Yeah, it's the... To me, the biggest thing is when I watch that septic truck back in there, that thing is so big. You know, if I get that thing too tight and, you know, he's having a bad day or whatever and he tears the overhang off of this building, you know, then I'm out of that.
That's the other thing I was just going to say, Craig, is the setback isn't from the two overhangs with
right.
the bigger truck. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd say 12, you know, 14, somewhere in there,
right.
you know. Just because, I mean, that's a commercial driving lane, right?
Yeah.
They're not tearing people's mirrors off as they drive down the road.
I hear you.
In essence, you know, protecting the structure.
Well, we've had a lot of questions of the applicant. Any other questions that need to be asked? I think you're saying that you'd be okay with it moving to 12 feet or 14 feet from the... I think that would be a...
I mean, it's reasonable, right?
I mean, I think that's... I think
the truck
that's,
can get in there.
Yeah. And I think... I don't know how many feet that would move it off the road right away, but it would sure make it better.
It makes it moves it at least 5.
Yeah, it improves it, right?
It'll improve it, yeah.
I'd rather have a decrease on the side lot.
Right, me too. That's what I was going to ask. Can we ask for that, but it's not in the application, so if the neighbor wanted to speak to that, like if they didn't want that, how does that work?
We can't impose a variance.
Well, I almost think, like, gentlemen, if you look at that, again, with that shape on it, if you move it over 8 feet...
You'd probably be fine.
And he can easily slide it probably back 2 feet because it was changing a lot in angle. Yeah. I bet you it's going to make it more than 10 feet to the road. Ultimately, I think it'll make it better. And I can get on board with that.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if he chooses to decrease the size of the building later because he doesn't want it sitting there, well, then I guess that's his choice, right? I mean, yeah.
That's his choice. Yeah. Okay. Any other board have any other questions of the applicant? Hearing none. Any written or
just the two you received?
Pardon? Just the two we received. Okay. Any questions from anybody in the audience? Hearing none. We'll close testimony. The board will deliberate on your request then.
How do we pick a number?
Coin.
Yeah.
I think anything like, you know, what Cole recommended, I think it does make it better. I think we understand what he's asking and why. I mean, it does make sense. Just anything to try and maybe make it a little bit better, I think, from the road right away, call it good.
It's a win for everybody, right?
Yeah. So whether you make it 12 feet, 14 feet.
I mean, 12 feet would be a good number. That would be good.
Yeah, but that's only going to give you 8 at the peaks if you got 2 foot overhangs.
Yep.
Right. So on that.
14 is moving at 6 feet. That 6 feet is probably going to gain us quite a bit.
I think 14 is what I'd say. That's just.
14 from the house?
Yeah. 14 from the house because we don't take into account overhangs. And if you're going to, you know, 2 foot overhangs, now you're 10 feet wide and you got big long commercial mirrors. I mean, typical driving lane's 12.
So the way it looks on here, if you pull that closer to there, you're going to gain some side yard setbacks. So if you keep that...
Well, I think you should shift that whole... That,
yeah,
exactly.
The whole thing.
That's what we're thinking about doing. Stay at the 10, but just kind of slide it, right? Because then now you're getting away from the right-of-way, but you're staying at your 10-foot setback, not encroaching on your neighbor.
Right, so now you're still here at 10 feet at this point.
Exactly.
So you're gaining more than just that.
That's what we're saying. It's hard to say exactly what it'll be, Dan, but guaranteed it's going to gain quite a bit.
Right, but he has to keep that side yard setback at 10 feet.
Keep the 10-foot side yard setback.
You know, you're going to keep that and then move it 14 feet from the house. That combination, I don't know exactly what that angle would be, but
this would seem back. It gains quite a bit.
Because you're going to gain more than the...
Do you have any idea? Yeah, tell them.
To actually measure it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell.
I can't tell.
No.
It's going to be difficult.
Advanced calculus.
Yeah.
We'd have to be there.
Called over.
If I was going to advise you, and this is in your defense as well, I know where those letters came from. She's an attorney.
Oh.
I'd like to see us solidify this plan and put some findings in place for you.
Okay.
Not saying she's going to appeal, but we just dealt with her on the planning commission for the campground, and she seems to be engaged.
So I think it's important to actually do the math and find out where that is and actually...
Not to put the halt on your project, but...
Well, we can still vote on it today and...
Well...
No?
We kind of need that number. And here's the other thing.
14 from the house, 10 from the thing.
Yeah, but that wouldn't say what the setback is.
We don't know
road.
How that's going to impact the...
Well, logic would tell you it's going to make it better.
Well, right. Yeah. But the other thing is I'd also like maybe some stronger language.
Yeah. You make a good point.
Because she can write an appeal for free.
Mm-hmm. But, would you be objectionable to tabling your... application?
Who's doing the calculation? He has to, or
excuse me.
You have?
I'll go out there with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you be objectionable to...
No, we'd be fine with tabling it. And,
okay.
And, yeah.
Why don't
that
we?
That way we're on the same page and
yeah.
We
and then, figured out. And instead of just willy-nilly with numbers here, we'll have some hard numbers to put on, and then we put some findings to it for you.
No, we'd okay. Be up for that.
Okay. So you're tabling for 30 days then. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
The next applicant, okay. Michael and Carla Johnson, requesting a variance to construct a deck, screen porch, second story addition to the existing dwelling to be located 0 feet from the bluff, deviating from the required 30 feet.
Okay.
My name is Mike Johnson.
I'm Carla Johnson.
Okay. Welcome.
We bought our lake lot about 25, 30 years ago. Always had the intention of retiring up there, and yes, we're pretty close to that point. We built our cabin about 22 years ago, roughly. The bottom half of our cabin, it was always intended to build up from it. At the time we got a permit, I think it wasn't recognized by any of us that, either Becker County or us, that there's a, that if, where the cabin's at is on the bluff. We built it 120 feet back from the lake, surveyed it in ourselves, not professionally, but we know where we're at, to make sure we had room for a 10, 12 foot deck and a cabin. The bottom half of the cabin is built. I think the interpretation now that I've dug into it more is correct, that it is, that where our cabin is on the block. So we agree it needs a variance. Obviously this is a very large build for us. We're getting ready, hopefully, to be building the cabin up, and we need a variance to proceed with that. There's really not a practical one for us, practical alternative to, you know, building a location with a basement and bath. You know, I don't know if you have specific questions on that or what to add to that. There's probably a lot I could add to that, but you know, it's just kind of the reality where we're at. We would not have built there if we'd have known, or if we'd have gotten the variance back 20 years ago if we'd have known that was needed.
Yeah, and to his defense, the neighbor to the south, we granted them a variance last fall. And when I got here, the teaching was if you can mow it, it's not a bluff, basically, or if you can walk up and down it. Well, as time went on and the more we got scrutinized, we actually had to start looking at things, and there's some math there where you're looking at 30% grade and 25 feet of height. And the more educated we got, yeah, he's 100% correct. Our office obviously approved. Same the first one, and then gonna be the last one, just because the office became more educated, so.
Yeah.
To me, the building's already there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the deck, but even better because
it ain't sliding to the lake right now. It's right. Not going to change anything. We did it to the other one. I mean, this whole thing, I hope this gets addressed, honestly, in the new comp plan because I kind of disagree with this one. I think.
Setback on the bluff?
What's that?
Do you disagree with the setback on the bluff?
Yeah.
Or what is a bluff?
What is a bluff? That's what I think. It's so subjective, Larry. I think it makes it difficult. And you look at almost every lake in the county other than a few, what do? We're going down. So we would make it so far back that we can't develop hardly any of it. I mean.
You said you're 120 feet back now from the water?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, just we have a 10 foot deck out front, so we'll be 110 feet back from the water.
Okay, you're ways back.
So this is an existing non-conforming, technically?
Correct.
That the county created.
Yep.
Allowed to happen.
But like I said,
I don't think they created it.
There's a few. Like I said, they used to say if you can mow it, it's not a ball.
Just use a weed trimmer then.
Plenty of things you can mow that are a ball.
By ordinance, what are they allowed to add there?
What's that?
By ordinance, what are they allowed to add?
Well, nothing in a bluff impact zone.
Oh, they can't?
They're within the bluff impact zone.
Well, it's non-conforming, but that's what it would be considered.
Well, right, but I mean, there's like basically no exceptions for non-conformities for a bluff. We have some for lake setback.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we do meet all the setbacks and previous areas and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean.
I think the bluff is below the hill, actually.
Pardon?
I mean, when you're standing in front of your house, the bluff is down.
I think that's what we all thought that way.
It
was a real steep right by shore.
Yeah.
It stops, you know, 80 feet from a cabin. But if you see the bluff rules, it's a mathematical trigonometry thing that you really, we didn't understand.
Yeah.
Well, and you could apply for something back then, a plan to be approved, you know.
Well, that's what we would have done.
Right. You could just had it approved in the books, and whenever you're ready to build, you could have built. You know, like we've seen those. Where people call and say, why is it 15 feet from the lake? Well, that was enough.
So we're allowed to grant a variance for existing non-conforming in this case?
We did the one last year.
Right. Well, actually it was 21 that expired in 23 at that date, but the variance was verbatim. Just to construct a deck, screen porch, and second story addition to an existing non-conforming dwelling, be located at 0 feet from a bluff. And that was for Alan and Karen Hefner.
Yep. I remember it.
November 8, 21.
But we need to weigh this one without any regard to any previous variances.
Not really. Precedent is what law is based off of. But
right.
I'm just saying we,
I respect how serious variances are, and truly, I'm an engineer, but there is a significant hardship if we can't get this. And I hope that's obvious in the situation.
Could you state that hardship?
The hardship is kind of that to retire up here, we have to have more space. There's just absolutely no question that we wouldn't retire up here. And our plans for 1980 is the first time I came to that mess, and we've been camping there since then. We looked specifically for years to buy the right lot on the lake, and we went through the process of getting a permit, and everybody had thought it was right at the time. We can't retire up there with what we have. We have to build off, and there's just not any question that it wouldn't fit our family needs.
It just doesn't seem reasonable making somebody tear down the structure.
No,
that they worked for and they put in.
Exactly. There has to be accountability upon the government agency that issued it. They invested in this property thinking they were meeting setbacks.
That's where I'm at.
I am as well.
So you're just going straight up and then adding a deck on the front?
Well, they already have a deck. You're just gonna
there's a flattened area in front. We're adding a deck in front.
So you're still going to be more than 100 feet from the lake?
Yes.
You said you'll be 110 feet, right?
Yeah, I think it's 108.
Okay.
You're going from the water net?
We're going from, there's like defined on our survey.
Oh, so the actual ordinary
eye? Yeah, I mean, it's not a legal survey, but my dad's surveyor. We surveyed down to the edge and made sure we're plenty far back.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going from the water's edge, it's actually going to be farther than that because the ordinary high is
way on the lake.
As you're aware.
Yeah.
The ordinary high whale in the lake, they haven't reset bad medicine.
No, they never will.
No.
Any more questions of the applicant?
No.
I think it's quite clear what he wants to do and quite clear what the obstacle is. Any correspondence written?
In favor.
Yeah. Anybody from the public care to comment on the application? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate on the.
He was thinking.
Oh, excuse me.
He kind of said what I was going to say anyway, that he applied and got a permit back in the day and put his plans in place. And now you're asking him that he could maybe lose all that possibility. It just doesn't seem right.
Okay.
And I've got some measurements here that I took, and I think it's further from the cabin to the lake than he's talking about. So if that has any influence.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Any other comments from the public? Excuse me, I didn't see you when you nodded. I apologize for missing your...
I'm Paul Christensen, and I have a cabin 2 doors down from...
Oh, okay.
We got a letter.
Yep.
He's in a bluff and he's a very now.
All right. Testimony is closed. We will deliberate then.
That's a very reasonable request. We've done any others. I see no reason to deny this.
Yeah, I said I'll make a motion that it's within harmony and character of, you know, the locality, and that they proved to me that there's a practical difficulty to make them lose everything they had. So I'd vote for it.
Motion by Colton.
I'll second.
Second by Craig. Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor, raise your left hand. Opposed? Same? That's carried. Congratulations.
Thank you all.
Yep.
Last applicant, Rins Revocable Trust, requesting a variance to construct a deck to be located 30 feet. An ordinary high relocate a shed from 40 feet to 65 feet and 6 feet from the side property line, both requests deviating from the required setbacks on a recreational development lake and a required setback of 10 feet on the side yard lot line.
Okay. The shore impact zone on that is 50 feet?
Shell Lake, yes.
Yep, 50 feet. Okay. Yes, good evening.
Evening, everybody.
Yep.
We purchased this about a year ago in January.
Okay.
And there's been like three little driving forces. One, there's a mess everywhere. They were elderly, and so everything just piled up outside. So there was camp bed. There's several areas on there. One of those areas is around the storage shed. And there's some fencing stuff, and everything behind there is kind of like a hidden area from the rest of everywhere, and there's just junk, all sorts of junk back there. So we want to move that storage shed over to a better spot next to the garage. The other one is our insurance agent came through and said we have to put rails on our decking. And so since the deck shot, we want to rework it and make it more amenable to safety for that purpose. Oh, it's really not any bigger. It's just kind of a different configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a derelict property next door, and we have grandkids and kids coming, and we want to put a fence all the way down our property line.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. Yep.
Anything, I think, Mr. Chair, it's only going to make the property better.
Yeah.
He's moving that shed back. When we were there and looked at it, we've seen what it was. I just don't see any issue with it. I know it's in shore impact zone, but it's already there again, so.
And that's where I was going with it.
Exactly. All you're doing is replacing. And you're going to move the shed out of it, which will only make it better.
I wasn't. Is
that's
this
moving back?
That's going to move back.
No, back that way.
He's got another drawing right here.
This way, right there.
Oh, right there. Okay, yeah. Okay. So that would be a...
improvement.
That would be an improvement on the... Yeah.
You've got a fence shown on your drawing, but if there isn't anything noted in the variance, do we need to have any?
I think there is. I thought I wrote it in there somewhere.
Not unless you're trying to increase the heights that are allowed or something.
What type of fence are you proposing?
It'll basically be a wooden fence, and I know there's got to be some 4 feet from the highway, and then 4 feet from the water, and 6 feet, and it's got to face the neighbor's derelict property.
You don't need any variance for that, then. If you understand that you can't be over 6 feet.
Great. Yeah, I'm not asking for a variance, sir. I'm just saying all that stuff is going to come out of where the storage shed is, because it's just junk behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of deadfall that I have to get them off.
Yeah.
So 4 feet in the impact zone, 6 feet after that.
Yep.
It's got to be a 4 foot chain link.
It could be anything, but
4 feet high.
Yeah.
Until it gets out of the ordinary high, then he goes up
six
if he wants.
Yep.
Right. So it's.
And you understand that?
Yeah. The 4 feet.
Yeah.
And the 6 feet and the 4 feet. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But none of that has to be part of the
administrative.
Right. Okay.
Only reason he needs the variance at all, Kyle, must be because of that little pie shape that he's fixing. I mean, otherwise he could replace that deck, right?
Yeah, are you expanding that deck or anything?
Just that little pie.
Not really expanding it, I'm changing the geometry. Yeah, yeah. So, and you said I had to apply the variance.
That's the only reason.
Right.
Yeah, it's really no different than pretty much exactly the same square feet, maybe 10 feet more or something like that.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
How about comments? Any?
No, sir.
None? Okay. Anybody from the audience care to comment on the application? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate and make a decision on the application.
Reasonable request.
That's within the harmony of the intent of the ordinance. And I think all of this just says it's going to improve that property greatly.
Yep.
Sounds like you can do a lot of it with that.
Yep.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Taking the shed out of the shore impact zone, right. I mean, all that stuff is only going to make them better.
Yeah, public comment, the average guy would have just did this. So what? Said public comment, the average guy would have just did this.
That's correct.
You're doing it the right way.
Yeah, and we thank you. Cool. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion?
I'll second.
Second, we're told. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your left hand. Opposed? That motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
See ya.
Motion to adjourn.
No, not yet. I gotta, are we going to have a meeting on the tour date on June 6th or whatever, at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like it if everybody could be at that meeting. We're going to write some findings on an application.
You're going to have them prior to it.
And we'll have them, and then we can approve them before we do our site visit, if it works for you and you can be there that morning, it would be appreciated. Okay.
What's the date you need?
We don't do that here. We don't do that here as much. We do it at the Planning Commission consistently.
Okay.
That's how we do it. And basically that's because a lot of with something that controversial and you know it's going to be litigated, you want to take the testimony here and go back to respond to it individually.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I put findings before you because I'm anticipating what people are going to say, but.
Okay. Do you have any other comments on that, Kyle? Or?
No.
Okay. All right. So that'll be the morning of the 6th when we have our tour. How many applicants we got for June? Do we know?
There's one submitted for sure, and I've heard of maybe a couple more, but they still have more time to get there.
Okay. All right. Craig, you had the urgency there to adjourn. You want to make that motion now?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Oh, let's get out of here. Thank you.
Be efficient.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Good. Can't keep out of here.